Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership mini podcast, where we share tips to empower leaders in the nonprofit world. And I'm here, my name is Michelle Malloy Dillon. I'm here with my colleague, Janice Cunning at Fundraising Leadership. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Michelle. It's good to be back together on our mini episodes.
Yeah.
And we've been doing these this year and working through some tip sheets that we have that we like to share with the listeners. And today we're going to talk about a fun topic, which is 10 questions that empower teams.
Yeah. And, you know, we often get asked, like, why do we need to ask questions? Why would we have a list of 10 questions to empower teams? What's the value of questions in empowering others? And this is a real coaching skill that Janice, you and I use with our clients all the time, where we really ask more questions than we do answer anything.
Yeah. And I I'm sure you find the same, Michelle, that when leaders come to coaching and they see the value, they then naturally want to learn how to be more coach-like. And we're not saying that you have to like go and take a whole coaching program and start to do this, you know, as a side hustle. It's more like, how do you integrate into your everyday interactions, like team meetings, one-on-one meetings, casual interactions with the team on the fly. So I think for me, the biggest thing is, I like that we use the word empower, because advice can sometimes disempower, right? Like when you're giving advice or you're telling somebody the way to do it, you're shutting down the potential that they could actually come up with like a more creative or more suited to them way of going about getting a project done.
Yeah. Yeah. And often telling people how to do things often has assumptions embedded in it as well. And by asking some questions and really coming at a conversation with some open curiosity, you're able to sort of clear the assumptions that are going on here and figure out, like you said, a way to be more creative moving forward. And also to empower, if it's a direct report, for instance, empower them to come up with the way that works for them the best. And there's some questions that are sort of a great go-to for us. And, you know, what are some of your favorite questions that you like to ask, Janice?
So I really like to say what's important about that, you know, so let's say, you know, somebody says they want to do something or they need to do something. Sometimes it comes out that way. And just saying what's important about that, it helps them define like how it relates to a bigger picture, you know, potentially how it relates to like personal values or organizational values that they hold. You know, sometimes it will help them think through like, actually, is it important right now? Like, is the timing right? Does it make sense? So it's a very broad question. And it's one that, you know, you can ask and then you can kind of do the another good question is just, and what else, right? So if they give you an answer, you might just probe them a couple of times, like what else is important about it? Or is there anything else that you want to add? So I think it really helps you get to the heart of the matter and potentially like not end up stepping into things that might not be needed or it might not be the right time for them to be done at work.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, what's so important about asking a really great coach-like question is asking it and then zipping your mouth, like just listen to the answer because you're going to get information that may be surprising. Maybe it's what you expect, but, you know, understanding the value of getting that task done for someone and what's important about it can be a real eye-opener for both of you. Like, oh, that is really important.
Yeah. 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 And, you know, some of our listeners are, you know, frontline fundraisers, and it's very similar to when you ask somebody to support your organization, you need to zip up and see what they say.
Yeah.
Right, and absolutely. Sometimes there's a bit of a silence and you need to be okay. So this is a skill if you're listening and you are actually a person, you know, who interacts with donors or volunteers on a regular basis and makes requests to them. This is a skill you already have that we're inviting you to bring more to your team.
Yeah. Yeah. And a question that I love to ask is, what support do you need? It's a great way to get people to think about, you know, who they might need to ask for help or what kind of resources they might need to gather, rather than being told what to do. It's a great place to begin to have someone really thinking on their own. You can always offer some additional support that might be helpful, you know, that you can offer to them. But it's, again, it's a good way to sort of see where people are starting from and to get them to feel like they're in the driver's seat for making this happen. You are not in the driver's seat for making them make it happen.
Yeah, I love that, Michelle, because I think it's very different than asking, like, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. Which I think leaders sometimes, that is a bit of a default, like, oh, it's my job to get obstacles out of your way or make sure that you have the right things in place. So saying, like, what support do you need? Like you said, it is empowering because they can mm-hmm. think about multiple different supports. Like maybe it's actually a coworker that can help them. Like maybe you as the leader don't need to actually be involved, or maybe they need to rearrange some things in their calendar, you know, so they need to talk to some other people to make sure they have time. So that's a great question.
Yeah. And there's a few different things that the question that you like to ask, what's important about that, and the question that I like to ask, what support do you need? There's themes to these questions. So one thing about coach-like questions is, what makes them more impactful to get someone thinking is that they're very short. You notice like some of our favorite questions are just, I don't know how many words, 5 to 7 words or something like that long. They're very short. And they start with the word what or how. And that gets someone really thinking about what's a good way to do something or how might they need to do that. The question why will you do that? Or why something?
Or why is that important?
Why is that important? Yeah, it gets kind of judgmental sort of underneath it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why the heck would you do that? Doubt,
like when somebody says to you, why is it important? You think, oh, well, maybe it isn't, right? Whereas like what's important about that invites you to go go somewhere, like go on an exploration, like, you know, go through the jungle and like move the weeds out of the way and see what's there.
Yeah, absolutely. You really want to invite the person that you're asking the question to explore. I love mm-hmm. that word, explore.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I mean, that's the thing. Like they shouldn't be something that somebody can answer with yes or no. They should be mm-hmm. questions that they have to ponder and think about, and they should like lead to clarity, lead to new ways of thinking, you know, lead them to taking action. That's what you want from a coach-like question.
You know, and we call this tip sheet 10 questions that empower teams. It's not 10 questions that will make teams do what you want them to do. And honestly, here is the goal. The goal is for you as leaders to stop having to do it all, right? And to stop doing it all, it's important to stop asking the question, how can I help you, right? But what kind of support do you need for that? And you as a leader might be in that equation, and then you get to say yes or no or counter offer on that request for help. But there is a way to sort of spread out the empowerment over a team for people to take a responsibility for what they're saying they're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it. And I think we're going to point people in the show notes. We'll put a link and you can download the tip sheet. I suspect you probably say some of these things and there might be a few questions that, maybe you're not using as much or you haven't used before that you'll pick up. We just kind of invite you, like, it's kind of like moving away from, like you said, Michelle, like the default to give advice or jump in and be helpful, and to just make a commitment that, you know, in your next one-on-one meeting, for example, with all of your team members, ask more questions and give less advice or no advice.
Absolutely.
All right. Have fun with it.
This podcast is brought to you by Fundraising Leadership. We provide unique coaching and training programs that powerfully transform how you work in order to get results. Please subscribe if you haven't already, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. If you are enjoying the show, you can help us continue to bring thoughtful content with a monthly or annual contribution. This supports our production costs and keeps the show ad-free. Make a contribution today using the link in the show notes. Now go put it into practice. Yeah.